This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And as always, our show, a presentation of Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our archives available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And a first-time guest in the studio today, it is Laura Brazon. She's a peer coordinator for Flathead Valley Kinship Caregiver Support Group. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ross.
Well, it's going to be great to get to know you and about the organization itself. Before we get into all that, tell us about yourself a little bit.
I'm 66 years old. I've lived here for over 35 years, raised three children in this beautiful valley. They've all gone to school here, and we love it here.
Wow, you're the first person to ever give your age on the radio.
I'm 66 years young.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't mind saying it.
Before we get into, you know, talking about this this great organization that you've helped put together, let's hear about what you do when you're not working. You know, what do you like to do on your spare time?
Well, I moved here for the outdoors. I don't know who comes here that doesn't love the outdoors, but I've been an artist most of my life, and I love living here.
You got family here?
Oh, yes. I have three children and seven grandchildren.
Wow. Well, that's great. That must keep you busy.
It does.
Well, let's talk about how this organization got started. What is the official name of the organization, first of all?
Flathead Valley Kinship Caregivers Support Group.
Yeah. And the location is right there in Whitefish.
It's at the Whitefish United Methodist Church on Wisconsin Avenue.
Now, you were very instrumental in getting this thing started. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, 2 years ago, my husband and I got a call and needed to pick up two of our grandchildren that were being neglected and abused.
So I'm going to read something right off the information that you gave me, because I think it is a great descriptive of the organization itself. Kinship caregivers, particularly grandparents raising grandchildren in Montana, in need of increased support and recognition by raising awareness and highlighting the challenges faced by these caregivers. I aim to garner support from the community, the state, to advocate for greater legal and financial assistance for the underserved population. And when I say I, we're talking about you, right?
Yes. It was a very challenging experience for my husband and I, and I realized there was very little support for this particular group of individuals. So I reached out to the Montana Kinship Navigator Program and asked if they could train me to be a peer coordinator to help other people have in-person, person-to-person support.
How would you describe that position? What is your role?
Basically just organizing and leading the group. And the Navigator Program trained me with an outline, a month-to-month program,
yeah,
to be able to do that.
People who are going to, the youngsters who are going to benefit from this, describe what's going on in their life most of the time.
Well, usually if you've become a kinship caregiver, something traumatic has happened in the family to either one of your own children or someone else in the family. And they either go into foster care or someone has to take care of them. And usually if it happens within the family, that's better support for the child because they're going through a very traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like this is a very grassroots organization at this point?
Yes. Yes, there is online support through several organizations, including the Montana Kinship Navigator Program. There is very little person-to-person support. So I'm hoping that we can reach the over 1,000 people in the valley that are raising children other than their own biological children.
I had no idea how many people are affected, how many youngsters are affected by this. Could you give us some of the stats?
Unfortunately, a lot of that information isn't known. But we know that in Montana, there are over 10,000 children that are being raised by someone other than their own parent.
And why do you think that is?
Well,
I guess the main cause.
Well, the opioid epidemic, for one. I know that COVID's had a lot to do with it. If there is someone taking care of a child, that could be deployment, it could be drug addiction, mental illness, or even death or incarceration.
There's so much to it. It's like peeling an onion here to learn more about this, isn't
it? It is.
Isn't it? Well, there are a lot of things going on the side, too. Now, you have the church in Whitefish. One more time, and the location of the church is on Wisconsin Avenue. Which church is that?
The Whitefish United Methodist Church.
And that's pretty much your location. What happens at the church itself?
Well, our meeting starts on the first Thursday of every month from September through May during the school year. And it starts at 5:30. We provide dinner, or I should say that the mission group, there is a mission group at the Methodist Church that supports this cause. Dinner at 5:30 to 6, and the meeting is from 6 to 7, and childcare is also provided.
Okay, so your next meeting is coming up April 4th. It'll be 5:30 to 7:00. And we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. We're going to come back with part two. You've been hearing the voice of Laura Brazan. She's a peer coordinator for Flathead Valley Kinship Caregiver Support Group. We want to thank you for coming in and making everybody aware of this organization. It's very cool.
Thank you. We love your support.
Well, Laura, we'll be right back with the second half and learn more about it right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. As always, this show, Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is KJJR, and we'll be right back on Focus.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Happy weekend, everyone. Ross Drouser here with Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. If you missed the first half of the show, we've had Laura Brazan in the studio, peer coordinator for the Flathead Valley Kinship Caregiver Support Group. Welcome back today, Laura.
Hi.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. I mean, this organization, the more I find out about it, the more I believe this is very vital to the Flathead Valley.
I would agree.
Your goal, by the way, is to not only raise awareness, but raise funds. It's a nonprofit organization, but eventually this sounds like it's going to be a very amazing addition to the Flathead Valley.
I hope so.
Let's talk about podcasts. And you guys are putting together a podcast as we speak.
The podcast that I am putting together is specifically for grandparents raising grandchildren, because of course I am one. Grandparents specifically have their own set of issues going on. The podcast is called Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, Nurturing Through Adversity. It will be launching June 4th. I got the idea through going through this experience myself, understanding, realizing that we have very little time as grandparents. We have very little, I should say less energy than we did in our 30s when we were raising our own children. And to be able to listen to a podcast at our own convenience, I think will be a great asset, a great resource to grandparents.
What do you hope some of the features will be on the podcast?
We're going to feature stories from other grandparents raising grandchildren, which I think is very important because every situation is different, but it helps to hear what other people are going through. It's a very challenging set of issues that we cope with. Usually a grandparent who's raising a grandchild, of course, has gone through a traumatic experience, mm-hmm. either death, incarceration, financial, emotional, all kinds of issues. Grandparents specifically have to cope with the fact that their retirement has suddenly disappeared, and that has a traumatic effect on the grandparents themselves. It's tough on a marriage. It's tough on a single grandparent because you wonder who will want to join me in this task, raising my own grandchildren, and it's very isolating.
I can't even imagine having retired, enjoying that retirement, and then having your world basically turned upside down.
Yes. I've been through other traumatic experiences in my life, of course, and I think there's always an opportunity to turn a disaster into a greater experience. So one of the things that I encourage other grandparents to do is look at it as an opportunity, not to be the end of mm-hmm. your life, but to be the beginning of a new one. Along with the stories, we'll have experts talking about legal, financial resources, emotional resources, the challenges of child rearing for these particular children can oftentimes be difficult. The children may have ADHD, they may have learning disabilities. Of course, they're going through trauma. We'll have child rearing experts on the show as well to help give advice and resources to grandparents raising grandchildren.
Well, you mentioned one guest, possible guest in particular. Can you tell us about that person?
Yes, I reached out to Nicolene Peck, whose advice on working with traumatized children has done a world of good for me. I use some of her techniques with my grandchildren who do have learning disabilities and, of course, have gone through a traumatic experience. And she has a website called teachingselfgovernment.com. I reached out to her to speak on the podcast, and she has been very supportive and will be featured on one of our podcasts.
That'll be great. Now, you mentioned to me off the microphone that University of Montana is also involved in some way. Can you tell us about that?
Some of the resources that I found very helpful were Montana Kinship Navigator Program, which is sponsored by Montana State University. So we have the university supporting us in this project, yes.
Okay, and you are developing grants and scholarships. Where are you in that right now?
When we went through our own challenges of realizing that this probably was going to be what we were doing for quite a while, raising two young grandchildren, mine are 5 and 8, I began looking at some of the things that we had still hoped to do in our retirement, and one of them was traveling. For many grandparents, the concept of being able to travel or even have a vacation is nil. So I said, well, why can't we travel? I reached out to Rhodes Scholar. One of their programs is to support people over the age of 50 to be able to travel. Mm-hmm. And if they have financial needs, they provide over 300 scholarships a year. Wow. To people over the age of 50. So I reached out to them and I told them who I was, and I asked them if they might be interested in providing scholarships for grandparents raising grandchildren to travel. And I got an overwhelming response. And so we're working together right now to see what trips we can plan for possibly this year, but the very least next year.
Well, we only have like a minute left here, but I want to get the information how to help out, because you are a nonprofit. How can people give? How can people help? How can they contact you?
They can contact me through my personal phone number, 406-407-4073. Mm-hmm. Or you can reach me by email at Laura Brazan, LauraBrazan @gmail.com. And I can let them know in what ways they can support us.
Well, we want to thank you for being here and getting the information out. Again, the voice of Laura Brazan, advocating for Kinship Caregivers and Support Group. I want to thank you again. So congratulations on all you're doing, by the way. This seems very vital for us, and I hope it grows exponentially over the years.
I'm excited to hear the responses.
That's great. And we'll be back and focus on the planet again next weekend. Again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll see you next week.